Black Rat Medusa is the stage name of Melanie Carter, whose new one-woman show explores the intersections between life, art, and activism. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll has more.
I was raised by five mothers, four black women in hip-hop, two Mother Marys, Kim and Lena, but hip-hop was my real teacher, for whom I bear all my real features.
That's Melanie Carter reading from her script for Mary's Daughter, Memoirs of an Artivist. What's an artivist? Carter explains.
I wanted to have a easier way of describing what I do. Instead of saying an activist who's an artist or an artist who's an activist, I thought that artivism is a movement in a word.
Carter performs as Black Rap Medusa, a name that's an extended acronym.
It's Black Rap Medusa, B-L-A-K. Which is Black Liberation and Knowledge, R-A-P-P, Rhymes and Political Poetry, M-A-D-U-S-A, Making a Difference Using Skills and Activism.
Carter has worked on issues including school reform, prison reform, and gender-based violence for groups including New Voices for Reproductive Justice. She's also a rapper.
Unapologetically black and I'm brilliant, what I'm lacking in millions, I stack in resilience on the future.
But back in February, her artivism took an unexpected turn.
See how they treat our kids? We're out here, they call them animals.
Yeah, because
they call
you're
our children
behaving
animals.
Like an animal.
Carter had joined a friend to pick up her kids at a movie theater in North Versailles when she saw a police officer and another man arguing with some African-American girls. She stopped to videotape the encounter.
You see this guy? Get off of me! What are you doing?
That's Carter herself getting arrested. And though the video shows her keeping her distance and the officer approaching her, she was hit with charges, including resisting arrest. But the video went viral, and Carter says she did nothing wrong. Quite the opposite.
It was my duty to take my phone out and start recording.
This all happened as Carter was preparing her show, Mary's Daughter.
I wanted to tell my story that is ultimately a lot of black women's story in America that talks about the way that oppression has sort of created these individuals who only know how to survive, but don't really understand how to live.
Carter was born in Harrisburg and went through the foster care system. She attended college in Houston and at the University of Pittsburgh. She's bisexual and as an adult began practicing Islam. In recent years, she's been honing her writing and performance skills.
She makes movement music. You know, she's a real artivist, and she lives what she speaks.
That's Paradise Gray, the hip-hop pioneer who founded One Hood Media, a collective for which Carter teaches and performs. The show also impressed Kim Eel, a theater artist whom Carter recruited to direct it.
When I read her script, I was like, yes, I want to do this because this is edgy. I think that her portraying this powerful, fist in the air, dark-skinned sister who has all these challenges is a poster child for people who are voiceless.
Performer Candace Michelle Perdue joins Carter on stage as a wordless but lively character embodying the spirit of hip-hop, Carter's main artistic inspiration. And the show finds Carter as a performer not only being herself, but portraying characters including Big Nat, a lesbian she met in college.
You know, Big Nat taught me about loving women from a masculine perspective. And it just, you know, I felt like I was meeting me for the first time.
Carter believes that by speaking for herself, she also speaks for others.
I'm hoping that it opens dialogue about black women's experience in America that doesn't get talked about a lot. I think that we know everyone else's story, but we don't get to hear as much as what has happened to her.
Mary's Daughter receives three performances this weekend at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater's Alloy Studios in Friendship. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.
On Thursday, a magistrate threw out two charges against Carter in the movie theater incident. Three other charges were held for trial.